You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 2 to verse 13. On the third day, behold, it happened that a man came from Saul's camp with his clothes torn and dust on his head. So it was, when he came to David, that he fell to the ground and prostrated himself. And David said to him, "Where have you come from?" So he said to him, "I have escaped from the camp of Israel." Then David said to him, "How did the matter go? Please tell me." And he answered, "The people have fled from the battle. Many of the people are fallen and dead, and Saul and Jonathan his son are dead also." So David said to the young man who told him, "How do you know that Saul and Jonathan his son are dead?" Then the young man told him. The young man who told him said, "As I happened by chance to be on Mount Gilboa, there was Saul leaning on his spear, and indeed the chariots and horsemen followed hard after him. Now when he had looked behind him, he saw me and called to me, and I answered, 'Here I am.' And he said to me, 'Who are you?' And I answered him, 'I am an Amalekite.' He said to me again, 'Please stand over me and kill me, for anguish has come upon me, but my life still remains in me.' So I stood over him and killed him, because I was sure that he could not live after he had fallen. And I took the crown that was on his head and the bracelet that was on his arm, and I've brought them here to my lord." Therefore David took hold of his own clothes and tore them, and so did all the men who were with him. And they mourned and wept and fasted until evening for Saul and for Jonathan his son, for the people of the Lord and for the house of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. Then David said to the young man who told him, "Where are you from?" And he answered, "I am the son of an alien, an Amalekite." Verse 14. So David said to him, "How was it you were not afraid to put forth your hand to destroy the Lord's anointed?" Then David called one of the young men and said, "Go near and execute him." And he struck him so that he died. I actually read to verse 15. There's something very important we must all learn from this story, which is happening in the church today: loyalty. Many men, many people are seeking loyalty. What we just read is the danger of loyalty, where people are trying to say what their man of God, their papa, their GO, their bishop wants to hear, even at the expense of destroying another person's life. I have heard of stories of brethren recording themselves and taking it to their so-called father in the Lord in order to prove to the father in the Lord that they are loyal to him. As you see here, David did not tolerate such. And you see, they always mix truth and falsehood, fact and falsehood. It is true that Saul died and Jonathan died, but it wasn't this young man that killed them. He added that he lied in order to show to David that he is now on David's side and he believed on David. But David did not tolerate such and asked him himself to be executed. Beware of people that comes to destroy other people because they want to prove to you that they are on your side. You see, he said he came from the camp of Saul. Now he wants to be on the camp of David. As God's children, we are not to take side with men. We are to take side with the truth. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.